T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello to our friends jumping on right now, 98 Rock, California's rock station, a lovely Sacramento, California. Also, 103.3, the Fort Rocks in Fort Wayne, and our newest affiliate, that would be 97.9 CPR rocking in lovely Biloxi, Mississippi. Welcome to the program, guys. Big show for you today. Ted's Meat Potatoes has the 8 mistakes that you make grilling burgers. Noah Sherlock is back, and the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Hola, we have Paul on the line. Or do we have Paul? Paul's gone?
He's done.
Ready for a brand new contestant.
But by the way, clarification, I said, and technically I'm right. I said our moon might be the biggest in the solar system. It's not.
Jupiter's got one?
Ganymede around Jupiter is bigger than our moon and Mercury. I said it might be. Obviously, I was wrong, but yeah. So Ganymede at least.
So we're like, we're number three.
Well,
we're number three.
We might have the second biggest moon in the solar system. Okay. Which is about the second.
Close.
That's what I'm going with now.
Who knows?
That's what it is.
No, these people know. They know Miles. Make no mistake.
It's the greatest moon, though.
It's the greatest moon.
Yeah.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Okay. Hey, Thrill, our moon is only the fifth largest in the solar system.
Now we're number five. Now we're not even on the pedestal. Now we're not even getting a medal.
You know what, everyone? I'm sorry. I really thought we had the biggest. You know, we have the fifth. You know what? Who cares about our moon now?
Yep. Richard, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober, Richard. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee. What are you doing?
I'm going with the chimp.
You are insane.
No, man. I'm thinking that maybe I can make friends with the chimp.
See, maybe's not good enough with the chimpanzee. That's my problem.
What if you're stuck in there with... Okay, let's be specific. What if the chimpanzee is Bubbles? Do you feel better about it?
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
I do too.
For some reason,
yeah.
Hang on now. Miles' theory, now he was wrong about the one chimp, but he's not wrong. There's a bunch of chimps in TV. BJ and the Bear,
okay.
Chimpanzee. We got the private Lancelot Link. Ham the Astro Chimp.
Ham the Astro Chimp.
Yeah.
He probably went into space.
Forget J. Fred Muggs.
From.
Now. Steve, you would know this. Did NASA ever send a chimpanzee into space that successfully came back down to Earth alive?
That part I don't know. I know they have sent some.
Is there like monkey? Like
there might be
monkey in space.
There might be one that got back safely, and basically. And I was telling, hey, they sent a monkey into space. It's like, no, this is like a try. It's like makeup. We're testing this.
Okay,
I think one may have come.
But there's
back.
Still like a dog up there in orbit.
Oh yeah, the dog's still up there, man.
He is.
Yeah, that's
That's rough.
That's weird.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Ted breaking up science, dude.
Well, he's up there. Do you think he barked at the moon?
We should pause for a minute.
Sorry, come on, it's a dog in space. These jokes are just out there.
And you can tell the jokes forever.
Dog
I mean,
in
he's
space.
Just up there, man. It'll never get old.
By the way, Miles, there's a very popular chimpanzee. Apparently, he's big on TV in Japan.
All right. He looks really like he's having a good time with that dog right there.
Yeah, now I'm starting to go chimp with your theory. The TV chimps look super friendly.
You get an hour, man. You hang out with them for an hour, and hopefully you're not in the five-minute window where they rip off your junk and eat
your
face.
Here's the difference, though, and I want you to remember this, all right? So we're locked in a room with these things. A snake, based on its brain, like, it's locked in a room, but I'm not sure that it really recognizes that it's trapped in a room. The bees, they don't give an S, right? Because they on whatever mission the queen sent them on, that's what they're going to do. Hopefully they don't sting it. Tarantulas, they're just mindless, weird creatures from another planet. But the chimp will recognize that it, too, is stuck in display.
Like, with you.
But it's going to start getting hostile. Like, it can't get out of this room for an hour, and there's no explanation, man.
But what if it's like J. Fred Muggs, and it can play piano and...
It's going to be looking for some stimulus. Yeah. I'll give him a back rub.
Then you might attack the chimp when he tries to entertain you for an hour.
He participated in skits.
Oh, wow. I'm telling you, the chimp's going to kill you. All right, here is your question. What movie villain's full name is Charles Lee Ray?
I have no idea.
Say it again.
He's a movie villain. Several movies featuring him, but
the Joker?
No.
His name is Charles Ray.
Charles Lee Ray, that is correct. Chucky.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, Charles.
Yeah, Charles. Come on, man. I mean, if you knew him, you call him Charles. they're still getting some moon updates. Let's see here. Okay, our moon is the largest moon in relation to the host planet.
All right. It's still not the biggest moon.
Jupiter. Hey, give me that. Right. Correct. Give me that.
Let's just be honest.
I want that. Jesus. People still. And by the way, they said, wait, is it a chimp in Jay and Silent Bob? Ted, you're our chimp researcher.
I'm only looking up TV chimps.
Check out some movie chimps, too.
I'll go movie chimps.
Okay.
There's a chimp in Grandma's Boy.
Oh, you're right.
There was.
But I think that chimp attacked
him. Didn't get high that chimp.
Yep. When do you, man, I don't know, man. I just feel like a chimp. It knows it's locked in a room. It's going to start getting hostile. And now his problem becomes your problem.
Once you make city chimp, can he be jungle chimp again? Or is he
is
he a cast off?
Look, I think he's a badass among us, but he would be a candy ass. You throw him back
You couldn't take city chimp back to the wild.
I don't think it's a good idea, man.
Okay.
Remember, even Tarzan went back to the wild. You are what you are. All right, your question. What do the African countries of Algonia, Wakanda, and Namibia all have in common?
They're in Africa? I don't know.
None of them are real.
Oh, gotcha.
Wakanda is from the Black Panther movie. Namibia is something that Donald Trump made up one time.
And Algonia is not in Africa. It's actually in South America. A lot of people don't know that.
It's not. Yeah, none of them are real.
Yeah.
That was an awful question.
Yeah. Algonia, Wakanda, and Namibia.
You racist.
All right.
There's so many chimps in movies, dude. There was one called MVP. It's about a chimp playing hockey, and he's the most valuable primate.
Oh, come on.
That'd be worth getting stoned and watching some of
that. I know. I'd ask you an Africa question. Let's go wider for you. What Canadian island is named for the father of Queen Victoria?
Crap, I don't know.
I was guessing Vancouver.
Prince Edward Island.
Oh.
Oh.
And then how was she a queen if he was only a prince?
You're asking the wrong person, dude. I don't know how that does work.
All right.
Look, it's still her dad. What do you want me to do? Ask a Canuck. Put down your Tim Hortons and answer this question for me.
You should have that at the border. Ask a Canuck.
Oh, boy. All right. Comments coming in. The chimp in Rocket Man was pretty cool. Let's see. It was an orangutan and Jay and Silent Bob as well. Everyone's porting that out.
Project X. Remember with Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, I do remember.
That was a chimpanzee.
Okay.
What was Project X?
It was a bigger time for chimpanzees in movies.
Yeah, he was like, watching
the heyday of chimp movies.
Well, we kind of passed it.
Remember, he got hired to like watch the chimps because they were in like science experiments, and I think he ends up freeing them.
That's how Planet of the Apes started in the reboot, brother. Keep that in mind. Your next question. In 1976, who was the first woman to become a national network news co-anchor? Ted got it.
I have no idea.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters.
She was smoking hot, too.
Mm-hmm. And apparently didn't mind dabbling.
Mm-hmm. I will give you some.
I like it one. Woof.
You really want this?
Woof six.
Question number six, Richard.
The original Legoland opened in 1968 in which country? Finland, Sweden, or Denmark?
Let's go Sweden.
That's what I would have guessed.
Denmark?
Denmark. I would have guessed Sweden. I just think of IKEA. So I think of the Legos. I mean, really, you know, it's just, I don't know. One thing IKEA needs to change about their damn instructions. One, words wouldn't hurt.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, your arrows and all. And the other thing is, when you show people assembling things, you need to get rid of the smiles. Because no one assembling IKEA furniture smiles at any point.
And no extra parts, because that leaves me confused.
I'm convinced they add one extra part.
Just to make you go, oh.
Just so that when you finish, like, damn it. All right, your question. Actor Tom Hanks won two consecutive Oscars for Best Actor. One was for Forrest Gump. What was the other movie?
Castaway?
Saving Ryan's Privates.
Philadelphia.
Oh, right. Oh.
Philadelphia. Oh. Uh-huh.
We're all wrong. He's had so many good movies.
What question am I on?
You're on question number 8, Richard.
Man, I'm dumb.
Well, I don't feel bad, but you don't sound dumb. Like, obviously you are.
Do you look dumb?
No. I mean, I'm doing some physics homework right now. So.
All right, so you're pretty smart.
But you're doing physics homework?
Yeah.
I don't know how you didn't get that Tom Hanks question right. You think they're one in the same?
I don't want to be.
All right, let's see. Peter Gabriel was the original lead singer for what band?
Who?
Peter. Oh, wow.
Well, he's still in college.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Man. He wouldn't get this right.
He's a real old guy named Peter Gabriel. He shocked the monkey, sledgehammer. They only came out 25 years ago, but, you know.
Red Rain.
Oh, yeah, Red Rain. If Tim Burton does a movie, he'll play Red Rain.
His big one would be that you would maybe know is In Your Eyes would be the only thing.
In Your Eyes.
The only crossover song I think you might know from a movie soundtrack or something.
Nope, no idea.
Genesis.
Do him and Phil Collins get along?
I don't know.
I would guess that. I want to say Phil Collins was drumming for Genesis when Peter Gabriel was singing. Then when Peter Gabriel left, Phil Collins took over. And right. They hired the guy whose name no one knows.
Just made it the most epic band ever.
Mm-hmm. General William Westmoreland commanded American forces during what war?
So the Civil War.
I figured anyone would guess Civil, Revolution, or War of 1812. Much more recent, the Vietnam War. Through 68. Up until
all right, Richard, you're on question 10. Doing your physics homework. Yes.
Hey, double digits. Congratulations on that first. Your question, what major river runs through Rome?
Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
sure there's a lot of that in there.
the Rome River.
Hang on the line for us, man.
You got time to do some homework.
That's true.
Yep.
We'll come back with question 11, Richard, and more of Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Before everyone gets mad, the Tiber River. The Tiber River.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Turn to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Big W is a game, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm not stoned. We have Richard on the line. Richard, you are working on question number 11 for Team Sober.
Question number 11.
All right.
And he's also doing physics homework. Read into that as you will.
Nope, I just finished it.
Oh, you finished
it? Hey, man. What are you studying to be?
Physical therapist.
You know what? I always remember that being a very hard degree as far as the classes. And it seemed like the people who were doing that were smarter than half the kids in med school.
He's on question 11, Miles.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Hey,
I knew some smart people. I don't know about you.
I don't really know any smart people. I'm just thinking now. Most of my friends are dummies.
Richard, isn't it, you know, like all this work, and then one day you're just going to tape someone's ankle up.
Well, that's the dream, right?
Yeah, I mean, living it.
Hey, man, I talked to a guy today, did 8 years of medical school so that he could poke something on my butt, and I let him know it.
and he went, ew, when he did it.
No, actually, the first words I...
Steve's got a stinky butt.
The first words I heard, I had to sit there today, my ass spread, right, and there's a grown man poking my butt with rubber glove, and this is what he says, and I quote, Yikes.
That's normally not what somebody should say when they look at your ass.
I know. The yikes. First thing I ever
heard. I mean, there's a lot that could come out of your mouth.
I know.
But yikes is definitely different.
And I swear to God, that is true.
Just
he said,
yikes.
Yikes.
Wow.
And then there was no follow-up. I had to, and I want you to know, I showered my ass cleaner than it's been in years.
Before you went in today?
Because I knew specifically where they're going, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. So when I still got the yikes, it's like, damn. Like, it's not bad enough. All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Pecans are native to which continent? North America, South America, or Asia?
I'm sorry, can you repeat who the people were?
Not people, continents. North America, South America, or Asia?
All right, sorry. I think my phone's cutting out. Can you repeat the first part of the question?
Pecans.
The nut. The pecan.
Yeah. Pecans are native to which continent? North America, South America, or Asia?
Let's go Asia.
I'm going to go North America.
You mean North America?
North America.
Yeah, that's why we have pecan pie.
Yeah.
That's right.
Excuse me, waiter.
Now, if you're not saying pecan pie, do you still call them pecans or do you call them pecans?
Pecan. I call them pecans.
Do you call them pecans?
I do.
I do. I say pecan.
To me, a pecan is an empty cocaine.
But it makes you sound stuffy if you say pecan. You
know, it's just a pecan. But if it's pie, it's like pecan pie.
It's pecan.
Well, if you say pecan,
see,
then it's different. See, but I'm just saying a pecan.
Well, it's like caramel.
Caramel.
Well, it depends on the situation.
But don't some people say caramel?
Yeah, people say caramel. I usually go caramel. I don't think maybe because
they
I'm
don't
lazy.
Say caramel at Starbucks. Like, you want a caramel frappuccino? They say, would you like a caramel frappuccino?
But I think they're
it's
wrong.
Back to pecan.
Hold on, let me think.
It's a caramel frappuccino.
But it's caramel.
I thought they said caramel. If you work at Starbucks, let us know. Do you say Caribbean or Caribbean?
Depends on the situation.
Hey, Caribbean music.
If you're going out, correct.
Because I say Caribbean, right?
If you're in it, if you're there, you're in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But if you're speaking of anything like Caribbean food or anything like that, you can use it that way.
Well, yeah.
But if you're there, it's you're in the Caribbean.
Well, no one ever says Caribbean.
Caribbean.
You, so if you're there, you say, I'm in the Caribbean. You would go to the Caribbean, but once you're there, you're now in the Caribbean.
That's it.
So
I'm
Caribbean
on a Caribbean
means,
island.
Right, you want to know.
Check me out. I'm on a Caribbean island with a Corona. F yeah, vacation.
Right.
Instagram hashtag. F yeah.
Caribbean. All right, your question. Who was the first musical host of Saturday Night Live? Was it Diana Ross, Sting, or Phil Collins?
I'm sorry, what was the last one?
Phil Collins.
Still Phil Collins.
All right.
Ah, Sting.
Sting.
Richard, you're 13 questions in. This is amazing, man. You're taking really hard classes.
And you're not annoying. Generally, when we get this deep with someone, like, they're just so stupid, they're getting on your nerves.
It's amazing
you know?
Someone so smart could be so stupid all at once.
I know, right?
How are you socially?
Fine, I think.
All right, you get a lot of date offers, you go out, you know what I mean? You...
Well, I'm married.
Okay, so you definitely have a way with the ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, with a lady.
Mm-hmm.
With a lady.
With one lady.
Hey, man, look, I'm getting a lot of comments are coming in, so I'm going to ask this question so these people leave me the hell alone. Why do you need to take physics to be a physical therapist?
Why do I need to take English to be a physical therapist? It's all prereqs.
Okay.
Well, you speak it very fluently.
You do. That college, hell of a job. Hell of a job. All right. Which song by The Who did CSI Miami use to open its credits?
Is it called Who Are You?
That was the original CSI. CSI Miami, goodness, won't get fooled again.
That's why we play our scream when we do jokes.
Oh, I don't think I've seen CSI Miami.
All right.
It's the good one.
Question 14.
We're on question 14.
What is that guy's name?
Who? David Caruso?
David Caruso.
Taking off the sunglasses? Bam!
All right, let's give him a taste of it.
That's what we use when we tell corny jokes.
Which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Go, dumb some stupid.
Oh, Richard, you're smart. You can use it for anything, really. It really lightens mood. Like, I have AIDS. It just doesn't matter.
Kind of hit smooth, him one more.
Smooths everything.
Doesn't matter
over.
What it is. It makes the situation better.
Let me see. I lost my penis in an accident. I'm not bitter.
Not bitter at all. All right. What question are we on again?
14.
Goodness gracious. All right. What fictional character travels in a ship called the TARDIS?
That's Doctor Who.
Oh, finally, yes! In your wheelhouse.
There he is.
There you go. Absolutely.
Never seen it, though.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Your future physical therapist right there, listen.
Sign up. Hope nothing's really, really wrong with you. All right, the game's Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Ah, say hello to Jerry. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Jerry.
Hello.
It is so anticlimactic.
Hello, Jerry. Is it you? Jerry, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I sure can.
All can right, you Jerry. Play piano?
Jesus, God. All right, Jerry, the game is Big Dummy. Are you playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Not Sober.
I had a feeling. All right, Jerry. Men's room poll, 1 hour locked in a room full of... snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee?
I'd go with the one chimpanzee.
Okay.
You are out of your...
I don't know.
You are out of your mind, man.
I'm not sure about this. I think we can hang and have a good time.
You might.
But if you look at it, chimpanzees are a lot easier to train than a big-ass room full of bees.
Except you got 1 hour to figure it out. You got 1 hour to figure it
bee
out,
bee trainer.
Man. Yeah.
All right, you got a point there. You do. You do. That hour kind of is a crunch time that you ain't got.
He's going to die. That chimp's going to rimp a blim blim. By the way, as far as caramel and caramel, oh, crap. No, I lost it. But somebody said caramel is burnt sugars. Caramel is burnt sugars with cream. I don't know if this is true.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there. All right, here is your question.
All right.
In what country is the holy city of Mecca?
Mecca. I'm going to go with Brazil. Let's say Brazil.
Close. And a great guess. Fantastic guess.
Brazil?
Oh, yeah, it says.
Everybody prays to the south.
It's actually Saudi Arabia. But Brazil is a fantastic guess. Very good.
So close, so close.
Your next question, how many tentacles does a squid have?
Eight.
How many tickles?
Six?
Tentacles.
Tentacles.
How many tentacles?
How many tickles does it have?
All right.
Tentacles.
Wow. David Caruso did not yell for you.
Oh, man.
Who did Muhammad Ali defeat to gain the world heavyweight boxing title for the first time?
That would be...
it's the famous picture
of him. Mike Tyson.
Sonny Liston?
Sonny Liston. Not Mike Tyson. Not Mike Tyson. But that guess was as good as Brazil.
Is that the overhead one, or is that the one where like his arm's like flexing?
That's the one where his arm's flexing.
Nice.
What is a female donkey called? Forrest Gump would love her.
All I can think of is an ass.
Jenny. Jerry, what are you all hopped up on there?
I want nothing. I was just a fool. Come on now.
What is going on?
I'm high on life.
All right, good for you.
All right.
At what form do you ingest life? Does life come in a pill, a vape pen,
a 40?
It comes in a bowl form.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Weed week next week. Here's your question. The Treaty of Paris ended which American war?
World War II.
World War I?
Revolution.
Oh, American. Yeah.
Talk about all right, Jerry, question six here, man.
Is that all? I'm sorry. It feels so, it's like dog years now. Your question, Camp Lejeune Marine Corps base is located in which state?
Nevada.
And the listeners go crazy. North Kakalaki.
Huh?
So Paris stuff. Island is the island, but it's Camp Lejeune.
I believe that, yeah. Your question. What baseball player lent his name to a medical procedure called ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction?
You know this.
You got this.
Pitchers get this surgery all the time.
You got this, Jerry.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth.
No, he lent his name to a candy bar. Actually, he didn't.
He didn't.
Don't send a text.
Yeah.
It's just a stupid joke.
What happened?
That'd be Tommy John. Baseball players good for lending their names to things you don't want to do.
Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Tommy John.
Right. Good God. All right, your question. How many items are in a baker's dozen?
Come on,
Jerry.
A
baker's dozen has 12?
Holy Christ.
Jesus. I mean, and you're baking right now. That's probably 13, man. 13 is a baker's dozen.
There's one more, isn't it?
Question 9, Jerry.
All right.
Jerry, what do you do when you're not getting high for a living? Don't say where you work. Just tell us what you do.
I am a cook.
Okay. Oh, okay. So what he's saying is there's never a point he's not high.
Then you can tell
me. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You work high as hell.
So you should be thinking normally right now, dude.
That's the one thing, right?
That's the difference.
This is you at your best. This is work you. This is focus.
Yeah, this is work me, yeah.
Yeah, man.
This is all me. This is always me. I don't change for work.
Yeah, dude. That's what, like, cooks are like one step before prison. You just don't care.
Somewhere
you're high all the time.
Roofing and prison.
I mean, it's just, there's a beauty to it.
Never roofed. Never roofed.
Everybody there is just on the level, man. Trust it. All right, your question. In what state would you find Fort Leavenworth? Our listeners.
Tennessee?
Oh.
Jerry.
Kentucky?
Starts with a K.
Kansas.
Yes.
Kansas.
Question 10, Jerry. You're on a roll. You are very encouraging.
On.
He's working in the kitchen.
You are in fuego. In The Godfather, who plays Michael Corleone?
Michael Corleone was bald, man.
Hold on.
I can't give you a guess on. I know who it is. I can't give him a guess though. I know the face.
Come on.
Hoo-ah.
He is a great ass.
Isn't it Al Pacino?
Oh, thank God.
Right.
Once we told you he had a great ass, you knew who it was. That Al Pacino, quite nice.
Ooh, what a day.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Man, oh, man. How many? So between two people that called, we just ran through how many
Between Jerry and Richard, we have run through 24 questions on Big Dummy.
Jesus.
Yep. And that is the game we're playing. 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jared, are you sober or not sober?
I am painfully sober.
Good for you. Welcome to the program.
Jared, men's room poll. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee?
Oh, you know what? I thought a lot about this. And at first I was going to say tarantulas, and then snakes, and then bees, and then the chimpanzee. But you know what? A bunch of tarantulas, they could probably hurt you. A bunch of snakes, they can hurt you for sure. A bunch of bees, they can hurt you. But I figure, you know what? If I take that wooden chair that you guys got in there and I bust that into a few pieces and I make some stakes and I plant my butt down in the corner of that room and that chimpanzee wants to get some, let's get some.
All right. Okay. Do you think the chimpanzee is going to wait for you to finish making what? Once you grab that chair and swing it into the wall, you got a chimp on your back.
Well, that's a chance I got to take, but at least I can go down fighting as opposed to being bitten, poisoned to death.
Okay. All right.
I like his way of thinking.
Yeah, for me and the chimp, I won't lie to you. I would just weep in the chair. It would come over and console me like, damn, man, seriously, it's not that bad. Right. Multiple choice. We go to New York City. Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, or the Bronx. Which one of these boroughs have people that speak about 800 different languages?
Queens.
You said Queens?
Yeah.
Oh!
Nailed it.
One and Nailed done. It. Thank you. Thank you.
Lower the point cow. Average.
Wow. All right. Still to come, the head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The 8 mistakes that you make while you're grilling hamburgers. That's coming up. And more of Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef's coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 8 mistakes you make while grilling burgers. That is on the way after emails to The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 888-44-999. Hola, Steve, do we have a new contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Marcia. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Hola. Marcia, Hola. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Marcia. Welcome to the show. All right, our men's room poll. 1 hour locked in a room full of snakes, tarantulas, bees, or one chimpanzee?
Snakes.
Snakes. First vote for snakes today. Okay.
I'm right there with you. All right, here is your question. What beer is featured prominently in the Fast and Furious movies?
What? Fear?
Beer. B-E-E-R.
Beer.
Beer.
Oh, beer is in the Fast and Furious movies. Budweiser?
Heineken?
Corona.
Corona!
All and right. Apparently, Corona did not pay to have their beer featured in the Fast and Furious franchise. The producers just picked it because it, as they say, fit the vibe of the characters. But anyway, they say the free product placement worth about $15 million for Corona.
Yeah, I bet they're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I think you're not upset.
Yeah, if they want to do a movie and every car has our show on in the car, yeah, if anyone's listening, yeah. That would be great.
We're cool with that, man. All right, what is the first number that has the letter B in it? Now, if you start at one and start counting.
Oh, God. First number with the letter B?
Mm-hmm.
God, I have no idea. I'd have to count all the way up.
You couldn't count in our lifetime. Billion. 1 billion.
Billion.
Billion. Oh, God.
Think about that.
Yeah, I got up to like 20.
Billion.
That's what I mean. I started going through everything, and I'm like, wait a minute. All right. Do you own a Taco Bell franchise?
No.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to open one, how much net worth must you have at least to open a Taco Bell franchise? So if you go up to Taco Bell, say, I want to open a franchise, is it $1 million, $1.5 million, $2 million, or $2.5
million? $2
million.
$2.5. $1.5. $2.5. No, $1.5. $1.5. You have $1.5.
Is that what you need to give them in cash to get one? Is that
no,
the,
not
the price?
That. Your net worth has to be $1.5. Okay. In other words, basically, right. Your collateral has
to be. I think McDonald's, you have to have $1 million liquid.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay.
What if I want to do a half Taco Bell and a half Pizza Hut?
I'm guessing still 1.5.
Can I
or
pick,
maybe 2.
Can I pick the two that I want to put together in the Yum
do
Brands?
Do they have those?
I don't know what I'm saying.
There's like, Taco Bell KFCs, and I feel like right. There's a... Is there a Pizza Hut KFC?
Well, there's an AMW, Phil.
You get AMW.
You get...
Is it, I think Pizza Hut might be attached, man. I feel like I was in Pennsylvania, and it was four of them. It was AMW,
which two would you
Pizza
pick?
Hut.
If it didn't matter who the company was, what two would you put together?
It depends where I'm at. It depends where I am, man. I mean, look, if I'm in the city, I'm probably going to go KFC, Taco Bell. If I'm in a more rural area, maybe KFC, Pizza Hut. I don't know.
I'm going to go Arby's, Taco Bell.
Oh, I don't know. Arby's was in the mix.
Yeah, any chain in the mix.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Arby's isn't a Yum brand.
Right.
Oh, if that's the case, yeah, then I'm going... Hell, I mean, like, Arby's, Burger King. I feel like that's
okay,
printing
that's
money, right?
That's a good
right?
call, too. I was thinking Wendy's.
I mean, you got to go different styles, right?
Yeah, you got to have separate kinds of food.
No, but think about it like this, man. No matter where you go, if you find McDonald's, Burger King is close, right? Once you get out of a downtown.
All right.
If you find one, the other is within walking distance, right? So does it matter then if you put two similar products next to each other?
I don't know. I just like the excitement of getting tacos with my chicken.
So you want what, KFC, Taco Bell?
Yeah, okay. I'm sticking with the one that's already out there.
It's not a bad choice.
Question four, Marcia.
Question number four. What 20th century president was the first U.S. president who had ever had a divorce? Scandalous.
Oh, my God. Carter?
Oh. He once owned a chimpanzee mouse.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
Get out of here.
Well, it was just a time in my life. I was younger. Chimpanzee.
You want to share any of the information you discovered about chimpanzees? As people wonder and ponder which one of these animals they would deal with in a poll, all right?
As far as this is from Life Science?
You're locked in a room for 1 hour, and we gave you the choice. What is it? Snakes, bees, tarantulas, or chimpanzee?
Chimpanzees are primarily plant eaters, though they enthusiastically eat animals when they can catch them, and monkeys are an especially desirable treat. But once the snack is in hand, you might wonder, with so many delicious body parts to choose from, which do the predatory primates eat first? Well, as Live Science says, wonder no longer. Scientists have discovered that it all depends on the age of the unfortunate prey. More adult chimpanzees or monkeys? Monkeys will be eaten the organs first, liver being the primary thing. However, if you have a young monkey, they go straight for the brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay in a room with a chimpanzee. All right, your next question. During Prohibition, the Pabst Brewing Company actually stayed alive by making yogurt, sour cream, or cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, nice. Marcia.
Well done.
Pabst Blue Ribbon Cheese.
No, it was called Pabst-et. All right. Pabst-et.
More Big W coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.